What is it, just what is it, that we love about little children? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. What is it that we love about little children? Well, little children love to wrap their heart in roses. If we could wrap our heart in roses all the time, we would live a very fulfilling, very happy, very beautiful life. But the difficulty that we have is that we like to look at appearances. We like to look at the illusions. We like to look at the things that are facing us right in the face and saying, hey, pay attention to me. I'm terrible. I'm bad. I'm evil. I'm not good. And a little child doesn't do that. If you've ever had the privilege of looking at Shirley Temple movies, the ones when she was a little child actress, all of the movies had her going through the little poor girl, rich girl sort of thing. And she always came out smiling from the beginning to the end. Well, now we know that she was taught to do this, and she was taught to do this as an actress. And she did it very well. And she certainly convinced us as an audience, even in her infantile or childish ways, we believed in her. We wanted to believe in her. We enjoyed believing in her. And she was always wrapping her heart in roses. She was always looking for the good. She was always looking for the happiness and everything. Now we know that's the script. That's a script that was written for her in the movies that she played. And she had her mother as her director of teaching her how to act, and she acted very well. She was a very loving child actress. And as an adult, she's a very loving adult actress. She has become the ambassador for the United States in many countries. And she has been a very fantastic woman, and she still is to this day, wrapping her heart in roses. She started out wrapping her heart in roses. Oh, I'm sure there was some difficulties that came along in her life, some difficulties that said to her, hey, things aren't as cool as you like it. Things aren't as nice as you like it. But that didn't bother her. She just went right on and did what she knew what was the right thing to do. She always came up with some happy comment in all of the movies that she was in. She always came up with a happy comment and said, I love you, or it'll be all right, or we can do it together. Now, I know that you are the best daddy in the world. You are the best mommy in the world. And you see, all of these things are just childish. They're infantile. They're the way that little children act. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we, as adults, could act as little children? If we could have that same sincerity, the same belief that all things can be wrapped in roses, all things can come out beautiful if we choose to have it so. Now, the realists among us will say, well, now, you know, in roses there are thorns, and if you pick up some roses sometimes, you pick up a thorn. How many times do you give a rose, or how many times does a beloved give his beloved a rose? Now, does he think that there's a thorn in that rose? Does he think he's going to prick his beloved with that thorn? Does the beloved who takes the rose and says, oh, my one and only, oh, one rose, oh, he means I'm his special person. And does she think of the thorns in the roses? They're there, but they don't think about them. They don't empower them. They don't give them any thought. They just look at the beautiful, lovely rose, and they wrap their world in roses. And as they do that, everything seems to come out just wonderful. Now, it is true, there will be thorns in life, but we don't need these thorns to be a bother to us. We can be master of these so-called thorns that get into our way. And we can realize that they do not have to control our life. They do not have to control our experiences. They do not have to control anything about us at all. And we can go right on living our life in a mod's wonderful, fantastic way. Yes, we are the creators of our world, and we can be childlike. We can be childlike if we wish. We can be so wonderful that we live with a smile on our face all the time. Now, do you want to live with a smile on your face all the time? Do you want to live with a smile in your heart all the time? Do you want to live from the point of view that you are absolutely wonderful? That you are absolutely marvelous? That you are absolutely beyond any imagination at all? Do you want to live that way? You can, you know. You can. And when you live that way, life is really a lot of fun. Instead of looking for the thorns in the roses, look to the roses. Look to the beautiful blossom. Do you see the beautiful blossom? Do you see it there? Glorious, wonderful. Is it yellow? A yellow rose? Is it a red rose? Is it a pink rose? Is it a purple rose? What kind of rose is it? Is an orchid, perhaps? A glorious, sensitive, lovely orchid. What does a child make out of their life? A child goes into every single thing that it does, one-pointedly, and works directly on what it is working on. It doesn't say, this is terrible, or that's terrible, or this is going to be bad, or that's going to be bad. It steps right into whatever it's doing. Gives 100% of its attention into whatever it's doing. And as it gives 100% of its attention into whatever it's doing, everything works out just fine. Everything works out just beautiful. Why? Because that's the way it's designed. That's the way it's created. And that's what it's all about. Do you have the power to be one-pointed? We certainly do. Do you have the power to think one direction at a time? We've been talking a lot about meditation recently, and we're saying that to say I like me is a wonderful thing. Now, if you were to meditate for 5 minutes on I like me, could you concentrate on I like me for 5 minutes and not let your attention be drawn away to anything else, like not liking yourself, or some circumstances that are going on in the world, or things that are happening in life? Could you keep your attention one-pointedly on I like me for just a few moments? And that's a difficult task. If we were to take our attention like a child, putting it one-pointedly on whatever we're doing, and staying with it, and not having any other thought come in, not having any other attitude come in at all. And as we have our attention one-pointedly on what is important to us, then we indeed are living with a bed of roses. We are indeed being so wonderful, so fantastic, so glorious, so marvelous, that everything works out perfectly for us. This is a privilege that each of us has. We can be one-pointed. We can live in our bed of roses. We can be the happiest persons on the earth if we wish. Or we can put our attention to something else and not be happy. We can put our attitudes to something else and not be content. It's all by our choice. What is the choice that you would make for yourself? When you meditate, would you like to meditate and be in total meditation and stillness to accomplish the great things that the masters in meditation accomplish? Well, during the day, many times during the day, you accomplish exactly what the masters have accomplished. You've done what everyone has done, but you haven't paid attention to it. You haven't realized it. But now you can realize it. Now you can know it. Now you can live it. And now you can be the happy person that you are. It's a matter of, do you want to have this childlike innocence that makes everything beautiful? Or do you want to be a person so wrapped up in the busy, busy activities and illusions and appearances of the world that they control you? A child can go from one activity to another with great simplicity, and you and I can also. And the art is being able to be one-pointed on every activity that you're involved in at the time you're involved in it. Nothing else in the entire universe matters. Only what you are meditating on, concentrating on, thinking on, in the innocence of a child for just one moment. Try it. See how wonderful it is to be one-pointed. See how wonderful it is to be childlike. See how wonderful it is to be those who enter the kingdom of heaven are the little children, we're told. And we can be little children all of our life with responsibility and with caring and joy, but we can be little children by taking charge of each situation as we go along. Each individual situation, each individual circumstance as we go along. And truly, nothing else at all matters in the entire world. Join with me in this childlikeness, in this awareness of being the divine that you and I are. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.